Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted a resolution condemning the Taliban's repression of Afghan women and girls and calling for the swift reversal of its indefensible edicts. The international community, declared U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield, will not remain on the sidelines while the women and girls of Afghanistan are deprived of their human rights and fundamental freedoms. The Taliban has reneged on its promises to the international community and to Afghan women and girls by implementing oppressive measures against them, including barring them from working with the UN and NGOs and from attending universities and secondary schools. These draconian measures only prevent Afghanistan from achieving stability, economic prosperity, and future growth. They place women and girls at an increased risk of gender-based violence and sexual exploitation, and they hinder life-saving humanitarian aid from reaching Afghans in desperate need. U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood, alternate representative for special political affairs, called the decision to deprive Afghan women and girls of their fundamental human rights indefensible and not seen anywhere else in the world.
Muslim-majority countries have spoken out against the Taliban's rationale for these decisions. In January, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation emphasized that Islamic law calls for women's education, work, and participation in public life.
The Taliban's edicts are causing irreparable damage to Afghanistan. They erase women and girls from society, said Ambassador Wood. They also move the Taliban further from its desire to normalize relations with the international community.
The United States continues to urge an inclusive political process among Afghans that leads to a representative government, a government that is accountable to its people and fully reflects Afghanistan's rich diversity, including the meaningful participation of women and members of minority communities.
The United States would like to acknowledge the extraordinary courage of women and girls in Afghanistan, declared Ambassador Wood. Despite the Taliban's mounting restrictions and intimidation, they continue to support their families and contribute to their communities. The United States applauds the many Afghan communities and individuals who have strongly and bravely stood up in support of Afghan women and girls.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.